Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I do give an honor to God for life, health, and strength right now. Brother Dwayne Harshaw coming to you from the program, the ministry program. Thanking the Lord for life, health, and strength. Thanking him for his mercy and grace. Thanking the Lord because he has been good to me, better than I could ever be to myself. No good that I've done, but he blessed me to be able to be a part of this program once again. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful. As we get started tonight, we're going to do our prayer request to start out. Pray for the sick and the needy. Pray for all of our loved ones, our family members, my companion, our children and grand and great-grands. I want to continue to pray for each and every household. Anyone that may be listening out there tonight, wherever you may be, whatever you may be going through right now, we're going to pray and lift you up before the Lord. Because he is the main source that can see us through all of our need, all of our situations, all of our problems. And we trust and we have faith in Jesus and hope to know that he is able to see us through any situation of life that we go through. He didn't say we wasn't going to go through things in life. But he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So we know that we have someone we can call on in the times of trouble. We're going to pray for the incarcerated, the rest homes, and all of our loved ones. Some people in the rest homes don't even have family to come and see about them no more. We're going to pray for those people that's going through not seeing loved ones anymore after they have to go into a rest home. We're going to pray that the people that look over the people within the rest home and home caregivers, that they would treat the people in the order that they should treat them and show love to them. Everyone that's on the job that's going through, we pray for you. I want to pray for a special young lady tonight. Her name is Amanda, that I work with on the job. I want to continue to pray a special prayer for her, her family, loved ones, all of the bereaved family that's going through that has lost a loved one. It's just so much, the cancer patients, the church members of each and every church body, we pray for you, the ministry that's going through struggles, all of our ministry and congregations. Pray for the Unity Holy Church of God, our whole church body. Pray for our Bishop Armstrong. Continue to remember him in your prayers. He got so much before his plate that he continued to go and go and go and do and do and do. Pray for Bishop R.C. Bryant, family and companion, Elderess Sharon Logan, family and companion. So many requests that we could make, but it would take all night and more. So we're going to remember each and every one, the world as a whole, that we don't miss anyone. Because everybody needs prayer. And I pray, the Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbling ourselves, thanking you, Lord, for looking over and taking care of us, letting us know that you love us, dear God, and that you continue to be right by our side. No matter what we go through, dear God, you take care of us. You give us strength to handle situations in life, Lord, that we go through as your children. We ask that you bless our surroundings. Continue to bless each and every one that may be listening on tonight, dear God. Continue to touch their hearts, dear Lord. Continue to touch the downhearted spirits and some that's thinking about suicidal thoughts. Lord, bless them in a special way that they may open up and understand that Jesus is the answer, not suicide. Jesus made a way for each and every one of us that we may be saved through and by his mercy and grace. We have an opportunity tonight. Open up our hearts and repent and open up the door and let the Lord come in. We continue to pray for you. We continue to love and encourage you to let you know that we love you. We continue to open up on this ministry program to each and every one, hoping that something comes out of it that may touch someone's heart, that may lead someone to Christ, that may bless someone's family members, that it may touch my heart as the Lord gives me what I need to give to encourage someone. I thank the Lord for just being by my side, giving me this opportunity. It's a special opportunity that I've been given, and it means a lot to me. So much that I want to be honest about everything that I do, be true about the Word of God the best that I know how. I don't want to lead anyone in the wrong direction, and I don't want to hurt anyone in no bad way. But we're not here to sugarcoat anything, just to give you truth on everything that we say out of the Word of God. We ask blessings upon each and every one tonight as we go forth on this ministry program. We ask the Lord to touch your hearts, touch your minds, and so in your body that may have the pains within going through. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. We lift up and praise your holy name. Let us be led by your Holy Spirit. Do everything that comes about tonight is about the Word of God, not about me. Help me, Lord, that I may move self out of the way and the Spirit of God increases within me to do what thus saith the Lord. I thank you, Lord, and I lift up and praise your holy name. Bless tonight this program. All the listeners and all the callers that may call in, we give your name the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, everyone. Once again, Brother Dwayne Harshaw on this ministry program tonight before you. Hope that we can give you some kind of encouraging word to help you see that Christ is with us. He's for us. He loves us. And he's taking care of us. No matter what the people say, he will see us through. But on tonight, we're going to try to understand how to encourage one another, giving grace with your words. Okay. We're gonna look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hindered by the deceitfulness of sin. I'm going to read that again. Be exhorted 1, it says, but exhort one another every day. Lift up one another every day. As long as it is called today, that none of you may be hindered by the deceitfulness of sin. That we're not hindered by the deceitfulness of sin. And it gives us, okay, that was number 13 and 14 says, for we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end, as it is said. And then it says, today, if you hear his voice, do not hinder your hearts as in the rebellion. That is something coming along with the verse that says, today, if you hear his voice, do not hinder your hearts as in the rebellion. If you hear the voice of the Lord, answer the call. Don't hinder the Holy Spirit carrying the burden of sin and deceitfulness that comes before us, that the enemy brings when you're going through something. That's the times that he's trying to deceive you, hinder you from doing better, from doing good. We have to realize, we go to the Word of God and it tells us what we need to do, how we need to do it. We have to understand to accept what the Word of God says. Verse 16 says, for who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt, led by Moses? And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter in, that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. So this lets us know obedience is better than sacrifice. We need to encourage all of the children of God that's struggling and going through situations in life. And not only the children of God, others. It says, receive the note led me to open up my Bible and dig around to see what the Lord says to us about encouragement. As I read passages after passages, I was struck by how vital this expression of love is for God's people. In one sense, encouragement is like oxygen in the life of a church. It keeps hearts beating, minds clean, and hands inspired to serve. And that's what we're doing tonight, encouraging God's people. We continue to encourage the sinner man, but God's people needs encouragement too, as well, because we go through situations in life that takes a toll on us sometimes. And the Bible didn't say that we wasn't going to go through these situations. Okay, because encouragement is so important to the church, God doesn't merely recommend it. He explicitly commands it. Okay, when we go to look at it, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. So, therefore, we encourage one another with the word of God, because he has let us know that we are supposed to encourage. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, NIV version. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. This is what we continue to do to our brothers and sisters in Christ. We have to continue to lift them up before the Lord. Without someone encouraging us in the time of troubles, in the time of weakness, and in the time of struggles, going through something, it would be hard to make it. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13 again. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hindered by the deceitfulness of sin. And that's the way when you're going through, the struggles come about. The enemy works on you because you're down and out, you're struggling, you're going through things in your life at your weakest point in life. And the enemy's seeking to bring you down more and more, whether it be through somebody in the family, somebody outside the family, or no matter who, somebody on the job, it could be. The enemy's seeking because sees that you are struggling to do something new at your weakest point now. So we have to realize that we have to continue to encourage the brothers and the sisters, that God is still in charge. He's still working in our lives. He's still seeing and taking us through situations that we don't understand sometimes. But some things are not meant for us to understand. It's just for us to have that faith and belief and hope in Jesus and go through. It's like that song sometimes I listen to. You have to go through what you're going through and wait on Jesus. He will see you through. You've got to go through what you're going through, but wait on the Lord. God commanded that his people encourage each other because he knows we need it. In the Gospel of John, Jesus warned that in this world you will have trouble, which he then followed with a much needed encouragement. But take heart, I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33 reads, Jesus said, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Christ is letting us know that he has overcome the world for our cause, to know that in him everything is going to be all right, through the struggles, through the trials, through the tests, through everything that we may come to face in our lives. That's not going to be easy sometimes. It's going to be a big struggle. It's going to be hard to pull up out of that valley sometimes. Feels like we ain't able to reach the Lord when we're praying. Feels like we're left all alone sometimes. But Jesus said he would be with us even to the end of the world. So we don't have to worry about it. Even though we do in this old human flesh worry about things, we have to trust and believe more. And our faith has to take over and trust in the Lord, because he let us know he's the one that's going to see us through. This right here says, we live in a broken world where everything calls us towards selfishness and despair. Sin steals joy. Our bodies break down. Our plans falter. Our dreams die. Our resolves weaken. Our perspectives dim. We are promised suffering. 1 Peter 4:12 says, behold, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. It says, behold, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. The Bible lets us know it's coming. There's a time that is coming for us. We're going to have to go through. It says we're going to have to go through persecution sometime. John 15:20 says, Jesus speaks again, remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. So we understand what Jesus is saying. If they persecuted him, what makes us any different from the world that the world is going to do the same to us? Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He died for the sin of the world. And he still was persecuted by the leaders that were supposed to know the word of God. But they made up their own rules and regulations. Wanted the people to believe in the way that they wanted them to believe. Not the way that the word said to believe. They had their own beliefs. They had their own words and things that they bought out. They didn't believe Jesus. They didn't take to heart what Jesus and who he was. So that doesn't mean that we're not going to be persecuted. We're not going to be judged or whatever. It's coming. We have to face the trials and the temptations and the persecution from people in life, but we still have an advocate on our side pleading our case, the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. We can trust and believe in Jesus. We have 2 Timothy chapter 3:12. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Indeed, all who desires to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, if you desire to live that godly life in Jesus Christ, it says, will be persecuted. We will be persecuted if we desire to live that godly life in Christ. We have to understand and suspect it to happen sooner or later. If it happens, it's coming. We're going to go through something. But does that mean we give up? No, we don't. We hold on and we trust the Lord. He told us to. He told us he would take care of us, make a way of escape for the mess to come before us, his people, the children of the Lord, the true children of the Lord. If you're serving Christ and give your life to Christ and turn it over, repented of your sin, and accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into your life, you become a child of God. If you haven't, you're just like all of us. We were all created by the Creator. But in order to become a child of God, you have to accept Christ into your life, to live a godly life, a life from sin, a life from the world. Repent. Ask the Lord to lead your life, and he will see you through. So if anybody out there is struggling to go through anything in life, thinking about suicidal thoughts, negative thoughts in life, please try Jesus first. Ask him to come into your life. And you will feel a change like you've never felt before, because he can do it. Once you feel the Spirit of God moving in and over your life, you will see that he's real. It's no play toy. The Word of God is true, all by itself. Don't need no help from nobody. All the Lord asked us to do is share the gospel all over the land. Share it and be honest and true to it. Right here we have, it says, trials and various kinds. James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3 says, count all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. The testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Lets you know you're going to be tested, you're going to be tried. But you have to be steadfast, unmovable, standing on the Word of God, trusting and believing in his will, his plan, his promises, to continue on this journey to do what thus saith the Lord. We have to, Christian brothers and sisters that's struggling tonight, and they lose their focus on Jesus. All you have to do is look to the Lord, pray, ask him to help you through whatever situation you're having trouble through. Ask him to give you strength, more of his grace, to go through these situations in life when trials and temptations come your way. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that can do anything but fail. We serve a God that wants to bless you and me and us. We serve a God that said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. When encouragement is absent from the life of a church, people will fail, will feel unloved. So it said, when encouragement is absent from the life of a church, people will feel unloved, unimportant, useless, and forgotten God knows his people are in need of grace-filled reminders. So he calls us to encourage each other every day until his son returns. He wants us to encourage every day. Every day. This is for the people of God that are struggling through situations in life. We continue to share it with the ungodly too. But this is encouragement that God's people need too. We need encouragement every day as we go through situations, as we continue to live throughout this sinful world. We're still in the flesh. Persecution, trials, and tests is going to come before us. We have to realize and understand Jesus is still for us. He's given us an opportunity to call on his holy name to help us, to see us through in times of trouble. But we have to continue to pray and encourage. Let the saints know I'm praying for you. I love you. And continue to encourage them the best way that you know how. Because we don't know from 1 minute to the next what they're going through. They can have a smile on their face and you never know that they're going through anything. But they go through. Right here it says, what is encouragement? Biblical encouragement is focused on complimenting someone's haircut, or telling them how good their homemade salsa tastes. The kind of encouragement is important, but the encouragement the scriptures refer to is explicitly Christian encouragement. So it have to be spiritual encouragement. The haircut look good, the food tastes good, everything's fine around us and everything, but we're looking for spiritual encouragement for the Christian person. Encouragement is shared with the hopes that it will lift someone's heart toward the Lord. Colossians chapter 4, verse 8 says, I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts. We have to encourage people to lift us up in a way that we feel good about things. Things that we do within the sight of God. Things that we do towards other people. Things that we do within the family. The people that we talk to. Giving an encouraging word. We have to continue to let them know we're praying. Jesus, let us know. Wherever we go, he's with us. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 lets us know there's a time to talk, there's a time not to talk, a time to live, time to die. You know, it lets us know a number of things, that it's the time for us, some things it's not time for. But encouragement is one thing that we always can give someone. It says, it points out evidence of grace in another's life to help them see that God is using them. It points a person to God's promises that assures them that all they face is under his control. So anything that we face, place. It's under the control of God. He sees it all. He knows it all. He knows it's going to happen before it happens. But as long as we put our trust in him, we can make it through. Everything will be all right. I go through the job trying to encourage people as much as I can. The bad part about it, we had an incident yesterday with a young lady, and she's struggling, she's going through things. But we had some of the management that talked out amongst the people around and made her feel down, made her feel bad, made her feel hurt within. And one of the young ladies that worked up her, with her, come back and asked me, had I heard about some of the situations that was going on, and I told her no. And she said the young lady told her she just couldn't take it no more, the way that things has been done. The people that she was coming into contact was trying to be hard on her. And the things that, you know, she was put through. She loved the management, the GM manager. She said, but she felt like sometimes that life wasn't worth living for. She just felt like she wanted to just take her life and just die to get away from the stress, the struggles, and the pain that she was going through. And when you get a person down to that point, and the ones that's doing all the talking can't see how bad they hurt someone, but they feel like, well, I don't care how they feel or whatever, they just let it go. But you're hurting people's hearts, and people's going through already, and you're putting more pressure on them to talk about committing suicide. And we don't want nothing like that to happen. It hurt me so bad when I heard about it, you know, because I've talked to her many times to encourage her. She's easy to be hurt when somebody says things to her. Her brother was in a car wreck, about got killed. She'd been dealing with that and other things in the life within the family. And it was as if they didn't even care how they hurt her. And then complained when she walked out and couldn't take it no more. And said, well, let her leave, you know. As a manager, your first priority is to take the person into the office away from the people. Talk to them. And see what's going on and see what you can do to try to help them rather than to put them down and push them to the point of just being so down and out of it and upset that they want to take their own life. This is something, if something like this happened, how would people feel about them being the ones that was involved to bring her to this point in life? We never know what people's going through until they talk to someone and let them know. Then when we hear it, we see how bad it was or how bad it could be. But the Lord lets us know we have to love, pray, and encourage people. And the program tonight was on encouraging God's people when we get down and out, but also to encourage the people outside of the spiritual realm, the sinner man, because they're going through, and if they could get a touch of Jesus in their lives or just hear a bit of Jesus about them in their lives, we don't know what connection that it would be on those people to bring them in. It says the New Testament reveals that encouragement was a regular part of the early church's life together. Acts chapter 13, verse 15. After the reading from the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent a message to them, saying, brothers if you have any word of encouragement for the people, say it. So when we come from the Old to the New Testament, it's letting us know if you have any word of encouragement for the people, say it. Now, I'm going to open up the mics and we're going to talk a little bit, give a little encouraging word. I know my brother 465133, I don't know, we're going to see if we might be able to get him to give us a little word on encouragement to help us out here tonight. If he don't mind. Good evening,
bro,
brother.
Bro, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. I'm just listening.
Okay, brother. I enjoy you calling in, brother. Yes.
No problem.
We're just trying to do a little bit of encouragement tonight. If anybody have anything, we have our other brother on here, too. We're gonna let him go ahead and give some input on encouraging our brothers and sisters and also encouraging the people out into the world today, because the Word of God lets us know that we have to encourage people to understand that there's a better way of life through the hurt and the pain. As Jesus said, if the world's going to persecute him, what makes us think we're not going to be persecuted? So, brother, you have anything you would like to say on anything, comment, words of encouragement?
Shalom, bro.
Praise the Lord. Shalom.
Yes, sir. We're just getting in from a memorial in Charlotte, for my sister-in-law, my brother's wife. They didn't have they had a memorial today. Family.
Okay.
From a little bit everywhere, Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, a little bit everywhere. So we just got in, but I had, I got a car, and of course the car gave me some problems. But I wanted to take a certain part off the car that I thought would benefit us if we take a long ride. So we got that done, and seemed like the devil, he just wanted to wrap us up, keep us from going anywhere, because we used to go visit. We used to go visit the saints. We used to go visit my people and everything. So, God willing, those things are being taken care of, and hopefully before too long we can go visit others and encourage them and be encouraged.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, man. Because we can't be encouraged to sit up in the crib, you know?
Mm-hmm.
On the phone is okay, but you know, people need to see you. They want you to be in their presence and stuff. You know, so we have to think about doing these things and getting up and doing them. You know, that's how I look at it. You know,
well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
because you have some people that have some people have a visiting spirit. And some don't so as much. But it's good for everybody if they could and would. So I'm not one to say, because I don't go around like I used to, but I went to visit one of my cousins today. She found out a month or so she had cancer. So I stayed up there for about an hour and a half, close to 2 hours, just checking and talking to her.
Yes, sir.
And everything, and it just made her feel so good. We laughed and talked about the old times and the good times and everything else.
That's it.
And you get to see firsthand firsthand the feelings that a person gets from seeing you to come and visit them. Because you can talk on the phone, you can send a message on Messengers or Facebook, but actually when they see you, and they haven't seen you in a while, and they see you have an interest in coming to see them and talk to them, it makes a difference in their life, and they're happy about it, you know.
Yes.
It makes a difference. So it's a good thing, you know. Because back then I used to do more than I do now, visiting.
Yes, sir.
Why? But I don't visit as much as I did back then. I go. I might call, check on somebody every now and then. Continue to pray for them on the regular, you know.
Yeah.
Putting them before the Lord on the regular. If I don't get there, I'm praying for you and let them know I love them anyway. But it does do people good when you can visit them and let them know.
Every once in a while. If people don't live cross country, what's 20, 25, 30 miles? You know? That should be nothing. Yes, sir.
It makes the person feel good. I know that. Because I found out firsthand today how happy she was. How happy she was. You know, we grew up back in the day, and she was like a sister to my dad. And they did everything together back and forth as they was growing up, and we went around grandma and everything that raised my dad and everything, and she was like a sister to him and everything. But and I'd see her and talk to her back and forth, but I hadn't went to visit her in a good while, and she'd walk down the road, up and down the road sometimes, and just kind of stop while we was outside and talk to us and stuff like that as she was walking. And she told me today, she said, I'm not able to walk like I used to up and down the road. She said, but I'm a keep working and strengthening myself to try to get up back to it, you know, walking up and down the road. She's going through that situation. And like I said, I sat up there and we talked life and everything about things back then as we were growing up and stuff like that, the good old days and things, and with families and everything, you know, and it just makes me feel so good. And she told me when I left, she said, I sure appreciate you coming to see me. And, you know, you don't know how it makes a person feel deep down inside when they get an opportunity for you to come and give them a word of encouragement. Just to talk to them, just to let them know you love them, just to let them know you're concerned about them. They take it to heart, you know, and it makes you feel good because you know you hadn't did it in a while, and you see how good it makes a person feel, and it makes you want to do more of it, you know. So I was thankful that there was something that did her some good. Knowing the situation that she's in and she's facing, to just build her spirits, you know. But that's what we do when people see us. It builds their spirit, and they enjoy it. Especially when you say, "Well, I love you. I'm praying for you, and I try to get back." They expect to try to get back, you know.
Sometime around.
So it's a good thing.
Yes, sir. And, you know, we all going through something, you know, and my there's nothing special. I'm going through some health issues. You know, when I was okay, I was able to visit, you know, but like I said, the car is getting situated and, you know, we need to visit. We don't know what's coming up tomorrow. So, you know, me and my wife, she's living in life. You know, I'm living a life serving the Lord, and the time that we have, we need to share it with somebody, you know, and not just our next-door neighbors, you know. But then my people...
That's just like
what
Gretchen says. It says, we live in a broken world where everything calls us towards selfishness and despair. Sin steals joy. Our bodies break down. Our plans falter. Our dreams die, our resolves weaken, our perspective dims, we are promised suffering. So when we know that people are suffering, like Christ said, if the people, and he went through persecution and suffering, what makes us feel that we're not going to go through the same thing? So we have to realize when somebody's going through something and we're out there to be able to give them a word of encouragement, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for that word of encouragement to help them through life. help them to be children of the Lord, but yet still we as Christ's children go through just as well as the sinner man out into the world. We go through, and we need encouragement for one another as we go through in this life, living for the Lord, to know that people cares and people's thinking about us and people's praying for us, and we let them know that we love them and appreciate them, you know, because, you know, like the show Tuesday night was about, where are you going to spend eternity? Letting the people know, not only the sinner man, but the saved ones that claim that Christ is in their life and they're not living that life the way they should. Tonight is to encourage, how to encourage God's children as we go through situations in life. Every day, we need a word of encouragement because we're not always up on the mountaintop.
No.
We get in the valley sometimes. We go through the struggles and persecutions in our lives sometimes. The trials and the tests are not easy sometimes. And we go through those situations as God's people. And we have to have a surrounding, a group of people, spiritual, Christ-like, to be able to talk to get a word of encouragement into us, to help us do or give us scripture that we may look at and say, well, that's just for me. I needed that. And we don't know how much encouragement that will bring to us as we continue on this journey. Because the Lord lets us know he's for us and he'll be there with us. It says, James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3 says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, lets us know that we have to stay steadfast, unmovable in the plan of God, looking and seeking to him to help us through and wait on the Lord, because he said he would never leave us or never forsake us. So if we trust and we believe that and have enough faith to believe it and hold on to it, he'll see us out of those situations. No matter how hard it may seem to us sometimes, he'll see us out of it. But we have to hold on. And you know, sometimes it's hard to hold on. It's hard to mess around and wait. Sometimes we want to step out there and say, well, I waited and waited. Nothing happened. I'm just going to go ahead and do this or do that. We do it. Come to find out, boom, there it is. The problem occurs. Something happens that's not right. Then we have to go back and say, well, Lord, help me. Forgive me, Lord. I did it my way. I messed up. And put it in his hands. And let him fix the situation at hand. So that's why we have to encourage our brothers and sisters every day.
That's right. We do. We do.
And not give up on them because they're going through something. They're going through things, and we're going through things. But we have to hold on.
That's right. Because they didn't give up on us. You
know, no, they didn't.
Somebody didn't give up on us, so we can't give up on the next man in line.
That's right.
No matter what we're going through, and then, too, I realize while we're going through something, it could be the worst thing in your life. You know what I'm saying? You could be broke, getting ready to lose your house. We shouldn't keep that in the forefront of our mind. We should go trusting in God, having that faith, and encouraging the next person along the line, you know?
Because
I always say you can't keep it. You can't keep it unless you give it away.
No.
After you're giving it away, you're keeping it for yourself, but you're sharing it.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
To help somebody else.
That's right. Especially especially when we're in the
middle. Reading right there says, how do I grow in being an encouragement to others? And this is what it says, the way that we should grow. There is only one right way to encourage each other, but here are a few ideas to help you get started. Number one, pray for God to make you an encourager. Ask him to give you a heart that loves others and creativity to know how to show it. Ask him to help you die to self continuously and grow in desire to build others up. Because God delights in helping his people obey his commandments. We can trust that his spirit will teach us how to bless others for his glory and their spiritual growth. So,
you got it. That is so true.
We know that we have to ask God.
Yeah, bro.
We can be in our own selfish way thinking that we can do anything without his help. It takes him through it all to help us to be able to grow in encouraging others. And once he gives us what he wants to give us to give to someone else, we share that with him. And we don't know how much it'll make a difference in their life, because with God giving it to us, it's already made a difference in our life because he gave it to us. And we have to be first partaker of what God gives us before we can give it to someone else. And we pray about We pray about it and ask, help me, Lord, to give it to the person that you would have me to in the way you would have me to do it. Not my way, but your will, your way, Lord. And give me the words to say and the right way to say them.
Because I might have
a different attitude, a different way to say it. Might not come out the right way, and somebody get upset and think I'm trying to be smart about it or trying to hurt them about it. But if I do it God's way, everything will begin to come into play the way that it should.
That's right. Fall into place.
So we follow his will, his way.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I ask him every day when I leave here going to work. I ask him to help me do what I need to do for his glory, not for mine. And my job, I tell people at work, you know, I say in a heartbeat, I say, I love my job. I love my job. And see, it's not for me. It ain't about me at all. You know what I'm saying? It's about God, the glory of God. You know, it's about him. It ain't about me. He gave me the opportunity to hold the job with my health issues and my my age. Oh, come on, y'all. You know, if it wasn't for him, where would I be at? Man, what they call retire. I would have called myself retired a long time ago. Got a rocking chair on the porch, you know what I'm saying, out there digging us some dirt. Don't care about nothing but me and mine, you know. But you know, as long as God gives us the strength and the mind to want to do
that,
we can do it. We can do them.
Yes, we can.
You know?
Yes, we
can. Nothing too hard for God. He makes a way out of no way.
And he has everything in his timing and will to do in the order to give us what we need to do. And if we do and we follow his will and his word, to give to the people what he gives us, we can do do a number of things that we don't know how it would affect people for the better. So we have to continue to talk and encourage and do. I got about 60 seconds, it says, but Matthew chapter 6, verse 3 and 4 says, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees it in secret will reward
you.
Like the young girl on the job that talked about committing suicide, management handled it completely the wrong way, and they should have handled it in a way that helped mm-hmm. her because she wanted to commit suicide after all of this mm-hmm. was said to her, which
wow.
wasn't good at all. And,
mm-hmm.
and
you just
she's just been in bad shape since. And mm-hmm. I said, I hope everything is well with her because one of the
yes,
young
sir.
Ladies come talk to me and ask me, did I hear about it? And I said, no.
Uh-huh.
But she gave me mm-hmm. the rundown on what the young girl said to her yesterday before she left.
Yeah.
And see, uh-huh. I didn't get it to this morning. I said, I hope all is well with her and everything because
right.
she's supposed to come
mm-hmm.
to work, but she didn't come back because of the way that some of the assistants yesterday treated her. So the regular GM
well.
Was there this morning to find out
yeah.
what the deal was. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just something. So I mentioned on the beginning of the show, I called her out in prayer. Her name's Amanda.
Yeah.
And she's okay, going
okay.
through struggles in her life. She's young. She's about 24, 25
yeah.
years old.
Oh,
and I told her we
yeah.
have to learn how to talk to these young people. They're easily
that's
hurt.
Right.
They feel like there's
and
no hope for them, no love from them outside of life. But it is.
Right.
In Christ
mm-hmm.
Jesus, it's enough love for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We just
got
to yeah, be willing
right.
to pray about it and share it with them and let them know. That if it wasn't
yeah.
for him, we wouldn't have love in our heart.
That's right. And keep him lifted up and let
that's
him
right.
know that it's not been for him doing what he
amen.
Can do. Where would we be at? You know what I'm saying?
That's
we would
right.
be where we're at.
You no, know, we wouldn't.
Yeah.
Might
right.
not
that's
even be right. here. So,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all about him giving us
yes.
what we
yes.
need to do, being led by his spirit. Knowing that there is nothing we can do without him, and
that's
he deserves
right.
all the glory, honor, and praise through
that's
it all.
Right, bro. Yeah, he's our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer, and he is our judge
that's right.
through his word.
That's right.
You know? And to God be the glory.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. Shalom. I enjoyed uh-huh. everybody on tonight and the ones outside
yes,
of the radio land. Hope
mm-hmm,
that they're
mm-hmm.
blessed by everything, the words of encouragement, and everything
yes.
that come about, because I'm blessed by the encouragement myself. And hope
amen.
To live throughout this encouraging word for myself. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
only for everybody else, but for me
no.
to learn from, too,
that's right.
and to grow
that's
from,
right.
doing by the
yes.
will and grace of God for what he's given us. So I
mm-hmm.
continue to pray for each and every one. Love each
yes,
and every
sir.
One. And to God be the glory. Shalom.
Yes,
until God
shalom.
Bless us to come together
yes.
again.
Amen. Amen. Shalom.
Praise the Lord. Shalom.